Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kahn, author of the number one best-selling book, Sensitivity is Your Superpower, as well as the Guide to Healing Chronic Pain. If you are new to my channel, I would love for you to hit the subscribe button. And if you're interested in joining my light medicine community, you can actually go to karenkahn.com/community. Also, this is the first Monday of the month, which means we are airing a recorded episode of LifeWave Q&A with myself and the amazing Dr. Dennis Loebstein. So if you are listening to this recording, please note that there are actual notes on the patchtrainingteam.com website, and you can follow along. Every month, we answer questions from all over the world, people who may or may not be on our LifeWave teams as brand partners or customers, but who have questions related to how best to use the patches to help them optimize their own self-healing process. So if you are listening to this, please note that this was originally recorded on a Zoom webinar. And now we've converted it to an audio to be part of the Light Warrior Radio podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at support@karenkahn.com. Without further ado, here is the airing of the latest LifeWave Ask the Doctors Q&A with myself, Christine Baker, and Dr. Dennis Loebstein. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Dr. Karen here. Thought I would hang out with you today on my You'll Get Your Peas. Now you know how I sit at home. I've got about four different chairs, Dr. Dennis. I've got my Yoga Trapeze near my desk with an actual A-frame here. You can't see it in the picture. I've got my really rolly chair. I've got my bicycle. It's like a desk bike. I got a desk bike. I've got my vibration plate. Christine actually helped me with figuring out which one to get, which was very portable. And yes, I bring that to Canada with me when I go travel. And then I have my regular chair, and then I have my Sally chair. So yes, this is how some of us sensitive souls who actually sit a lot end up having to just change our environment so we can be comfortable and be healthier. So great to see you, Dr. Dennis, Christine. Thank you so much for being here. Excited for today's session. Yay!
Looks like you're literally swinging off the ceiling.
No, it's actually an A-frame. My ceiling wouldn't take the things, but it's a little professional yoga trapeze frame that I've jury-rigged in this very, very tiny room. And Christine has been here physically, so she she knows exactly what it looks like. Yes, it's very creative. It's not a lot of room in here, but we are recording, guys. So just so you know, we have, for those listening in onto the radio portion of this, the plan in the near future, within the next 2-3 months, if not earlier, we will actually house the Zoom recordings of this on our very own revamped Path Training Team website so that team members can go and look at that after the fact. We can't actually put them on the radio show because that's public with various different reasons for that with the pictures and everything like that. Long story. So right now, if you're listening and it's just radio and there's no pictures, we apologize about that, but I will be writing up the notes for today and we'll post that on the blog. And eventually our whole website's going to be revamped. We're, you know, paying the big bucks to get it to look really nice. We have a new logo and it's just going to be a lot more organized.
Super cool.
Yeah. So we have not as much time today. Dr. Dennis has to leave a little early. So yeah. We want to, first of all, just welcome everybody here for this. And this is, the replay is going to be the first Monday in March that we will put the replay up. So we have lots of questions come in. Thank you so much, everyone, for your questions. Dr. Dennis, thank you for spending your time with us today. Thank you.
Oh, Christine, my pleasure.
For dealing with the questions, and we shall get started. So,
let
Dr.
me make
Dennis,
a little announcement first.
Yeah.
My sister Heidi, whom you know, is working on nursing board in Arizona certification for holistic health coach, And nice. The reason she asked me to bring it up is that she's looking for people to work with pro bono.
Wow.
So she can get her certification. So if anybody's interested, she's been working with energy medicine and me for forever. So if you want to know more about it,
What's involved? Is it like a healing session or a consultation?
Yeah, I think about 5 hours. But if you want details, give her a call at 310-902-4555.
Okay. Can you say that a little bit slower? And yes, maybe Christine I'll put that in the chat temporarily. We can have that there. And so Heidi's, so can you repeat again what Heidi's certification is called?
It's Holistic Health Coach. And give her a call if you want details at area code 310-902-4555.
Nice. Yeah, so excited for Heidi.
Heidi.
Woo.
Yay, that's it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Awesome. Well,
thank you for posting that. And I'm sure she'll appreciate it. And whomever she's working with will appreciate it.
Oh, definitely. Beautiful. Yeah. We need just more and more people like that in the world.
And she's been with LifeWave since 2005. So
that's right. Yeah.
She understands really well how to use the patches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Well, that's a fantastic offering. Wonderful. Yeah, that's so good. We have my little notes. Let me just get that bigger so I can type on there. I'm not going to show it just yet. Dr. Dennis, is there a theme or anything for this month that you want to share, or just a quiz or something else you want to do before we launch into the questions?
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about doing quizzes, but let's just hit the questions hot and heavy because of limited time today.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Great. Awesome.
Okay.
So, I did have a couple that I wrote down that I felt it was pretty important to deal with. The first is from Ann W. And because I'm sure Dr. Dennis and myself have very different things to say about it. Okay. So she says, a friend does acupuncture and swears by it. Okay. How would you describe why to use the patches? Like, why patches if she loves acupuncture, she's to swear by it, so why bother patching?
Mm-hmm. Well, even though the patches work in acupuncture points, and so do the needles, there are some acupuncture points that you can't use metal needles on, like the belly button and the nipples. And so we have an alternative to metal needles and the patches that can do a little bit more placements.
Mm-hmm.
And also some people don't like needles. They're either afraid of them or they have some kind of traumatized hang up from them, from maybe seeing a practitioner that caused pain and didn't use good chi with their needles. So that's another reason to use the patches if somebody is needle shy.
Yep. Okay. Now this gal isn't for sure needle shy. Okay. I was going to say a couple other things, but do you have any other?
Well, the needles work by using good chi and intention through the metal and stimulating the spirit of the points or the electromagnetic energetics and the torsion fields of the acupuncture points mechanically and electromagnetic force wise. But patches, as y'all know, are phototherapy, and it stimulates the spirit of the points through photogenics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mechanical means. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll add a little bit to that. One is that I found, because I was an acupuncturist, is that people love the acupuncture, right? And they would come to the office, they would spend, in my office, about 2 hours, right? Between the counseling, coaching, acupuncture, et cetera, et cetera. Then they would have, whatever supplement they were going to do or whatever exercise program that I gave them. And then they would come back in a week or two and get it again. And they would make this, usually incremental progress. When I started the patches and they did their homework, including patching, what happened was the energy that we started to support and stimulate during the acupuncture session now didn't go all the way back down. And then you have to boost it up again for the next patch. So I'm just going to show you with my hands what it was like. So if they love acupuncture and they're getting results, they would kind of go like, oh, I feel a lot better. Yeah, well, I started not feeling better again. And then I got acupuncture. Oh, yeah, I feel a lot better. Now they're a little bit better than they were last time they were better, right? But it started to wane and, and then again, acupuncture. So it's kind of like this trajectory. With patches, what I found was more like, okay, we brought you to here with acupuncture. Now we sustained you with patches for that week or two. Now, the next time you get acupuncture, it bumps you even higher, and then you sustain it with patches. So, if you were to do acupressure, people, well, I can do acupressure. I'm like, yeah, how much time do you have in the day? Because acupressure is great, especially if you know how to do it, where to do it, why to do it, how hard to do it, right? All that kind of stuff, what intention, all that kind of stuff, right? But it's like most people are like, I don't have time to sit there for 40 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, 5 times a day. No, I don't have time for that either. So I use patches because you put it on and you just go, right? You just leave and it does its thing with light on its own. Yes, you can have an intention, but it has its own intention. So even if you're like, I don't know what intention is, but you patch them on the point has an intention. The patches have an intention. If you add yours, great, but if you don't, that's okay. It's so simple. So you can simply put them on and maintain the progress that you're making. Now, some acupuncturists might, because they don't know a lot about the patches, might go, oh, I don't want you to do that because then you're going to overstimulate the body. No. In fact, it's in some ways, with acupuncture, you actually have to have the right energy from the practitioner. The practitioner needs to know whether to put in, a tonifying or sedating effect on the needles, right? And if you get that wrong, you could really not so nice to the person. But normally people don't make that mistake.
You also have
But
to know
there
how
can
long
be a
to leave the
mistake.
needles in. If you
Yes,
leave
right.
them
If
in
you
too
leave them
long,
too
you can
long,
they
they get depleted, right? They can get depleted, their cheek can be depleted. So patches don't have that kind of, sensitivity to those like parameters. They're very, very safe. You can do them on your own. The layperson can do it. They don't even have to get the point exactly. They can approximate the point and keep their, keep their improvements up, which is what I find. So hopefully, Anne, this helps you because it can be, it can be kind of a hard sell, especially to the acupuncturists who might maybe put two and two together that the person won't need them as much, which is actually true.
One other point too. If you're using acupuncture with moxa and you have the moxa burning on the needle, that has to be monitored so it does the moxa doesn't fall off and burn flesh. And I've seen that happen when it wasn't being monitored.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let me write those points down since I was moving with my hands and not talking. I mean, and not typing. Shares that the patches help maintain the improvement of the acupuncture between visits and increasing the speed of self-healing. It helps people become more empowered in their healing journey instead of just relying on someone else to fix them.
Good
There's
point.
also less need for knowing the specificity of points, how to rotate the needles.
If you pardon the
That's
pun, that's a good point.
yeah. Energy
Very good point.
of the practitioner. Yeah. Okay. So lots of stuff there. I know we didn't capture all of it, but you have it on the recording. All right. Excellent. Now the next one I would want to go is Linda here? Linda, who has chronic diarrhea. Just see.
I'm not seeing a Linda when I do this, when I'm searching through participants, but
is Anna here?
I don't think I saw Anna here either.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. I will say it in
still a great question, because there were a couple of others that were asking about diarrhea and that experience. I mean, obviously this one's a little more intense, but
yeah, this one's definitely more intense. So Dr. Dennis, this is one of our customers slash brand partners who has been in and out of hospital, various different medical appointments for chronic diarrhea. And she's had some blood in the stool, which is not unusual. If you have chronic diarrhea long enough, you could have hemorrhoids, which, you know, cause bright red bleeding in the stool. That's one of the ways you can sort of tell between internal bleeding that's higher up, which is usually comes out melina, which is like black and smelly, like tar-like stuff, right? That's more like very significant, very scary bleeding from higher up. Whereas bright red blood on the tissue paper, even in the toilet, sometimes can be from hemorrhoids, which is more local, which is closer to the anus. That's why it doesn't, you know, change color and is bright red. So I'm not sure which one it is because she's not here for us to answer. But she also has some low kidney function. I'm not really sure what trauma she's had to the bowel. But I think the other thing is, of course, having chronic diarrhea, not feeling very good. She's also scared about, you know, what it could be. Now, she is not doing patches every day because she was told, and we do say this, to be fully hydrated as much as you can while wearing patches. But here's the thing. It's better to wear patches and not be perfectly hydrated than to not wear patches, in my experience, because people shockingly, I had a guy one time who I said, well, how much water did you drink? I don't drink any. I said, okay. Well, I said, how much coffee do you drink? He, I don't know. 6 cups. I said, 6 cups of what? Like 6 ounces. He goes, 24 ounces. I go, oh my gosh. So I'm thinking this guy's totally dehydrated. This is not going to work, right? We were patching him with Ice Wave. I was like, well, I'm going to try it anyway. So I just fed him a cup of water. And I said, well, I don't know how well this is going to work because you're not really, you know, you drink so much coffee. Oh my gosh, it worked great. It worked great. He goes, this is great stuff. And I'm like, drink more water, right? On his way out. But it's better to use patches than not use patches. You know, unless you're not drinking anything all day long, right? But most people drink something. So that's my advice to you, Linda. So love to hear Dr. Dennis, just kind of like the underlying patterns, perhaps, that chronic diarrhea points we can use.
Yeah, well, from the perspective of pre-communist traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years, we know that diarrhea can either be due to spleen qi deficiency or an infection, like low grade or some kind of infection in the colon, or a toxic damp heat, to use the TCM vernacular, would be toxic heat or toxic damp heat. So how can you tell the difference? Well, just smell it. If the diarrhea has no smell, it's usually the result of spleen qi deficiency. And if it does smell, it's usually the result of some kind of toxic damp heat or quote-unquote infection going on.
Okay.
All right, so how do we deal with that? Well, the spleen qi deficiency can be dealt with by tonifying the spleen qi, and you can do that with spleen 6.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of different combinations with spleen 6 you can use, like the basic energy enhancer with the white on the right, 10 on the left. Or you could use a yin-yang pair with spleen 6 and stomach 36. So you would put the tan on left spleen 6 and the white one on right stomach 36. And that energetic combination of a yin-yang pair in earth is the same thing energetically as using ginseng or renshin. So ginseng is an adaptogen, and what that does is it raises energy levels if energy is deficient, and it will lower energy if you have an excess. So in other words, it regulates chi.
Nice.
So regulation means lowering if too high and raising if too low.
Cool.
Okay. So for the damp heat part, the way to deal with damp heat is to drain the damp and clear the heat. And so we drain damp with spleen 9 and we clear heat with stomach 44.
I keep forgetting about that one. I've got to do that.
On the foot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So
especially when I eat one too many potato chips.
All right. So there's another yin yang pair you could use there, a spleen 9 and stomach 44. So use spleen 9 on the left and stomach 44 on the right. So energy enhancer or ice wave or SP6 patch on the left and Eon patch on the right, or even X39 on the left, spleen 9, and X49 on right stomach 44.
Okay, that's great. And just so you know, guys, sorry for the fast scroll up here. We'll put it in the blog post, every blog post, what yin yang pair actually means. So we have yin yang pairs in terms of the patches themselves. Energy enhancer is naturally a tan and white, so that's yin and yang. Same thing with ice wave, tan patches yin, white patches yang. Then the other yin yang pairs of patches that Dr. Dennis likes to talk about is SP6 is a relative yin patch. Another like hormonal one that we often use to help balance hormones would be an Eon on the right, SP6 patch on the left. And then the X39, X49 is another yin and then yang pair of patches. Then we have yin yang pair when it comes to acupuncture points. So then this is, we're talking about this right now, is earth. Spleen, stomach is a yin. Spleen is a yin meridian. Nope. Stomach is a yang meridian. So that's a yin yang meridian pair.
Okay. So you'd use yin on the left and yang on the right.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I'll put here meridian yin yang pair. Yep. And then we have metal, which is lung and large intestine, water, kidney, bladder, wood, liver, gallbladder, and fire. You could either have pericardium triple burner or heart and small intestine. So at the beginning of this, we always put that in there in case you forget, because I was tired of retyping this over and over again. So it says see above intro. That's what it means.
Okay. Right, so there's a question that often comes up about fire, because there are four, there are two yin yang pairs and four, organs or officials in fire. So how would you know when to use small intestine and heart, which is a yin yang pair in fire, or to use pericardium and sanjiao, which is another yin yang pair? So you would use pericardium and sanjiao when you're dealing with emotional and psychological issues, and you would use more small intestine and heart when you're dealing more with physical and mechanical issues.
All right. Cool. Okay. All right. Excellent. I'll add that in. And okay. So anything else you want to add here, Dr. Dennis?
Well, there's lots of stuff we can play with, like the bakshu point for the colon, which is bladder 25. You could use that with a yin-yang pair or a tan on the left and a white on the right, bladder 25. And because that's a bakshu point for the colon, it can regulate the qi in the colon. So that can help with diarrhea too.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I actually, because it's on the belly, I have in the past used very successfully a yin-yang pair on stomach 25, which is on either side of the belly button.
Right.
But for colon, more physical issues, it makes a lot of sense to actually use the colon shoe point, not the moo point, on the back, which is bladder 25. So yeah, I'm going to show an image of that, Dr. Dennis, for those that can see this who are live with us. So bladder 25, we don't often use this one. So I'll give everyone an image here. Let's go here, make this bigger. So hopefully you can see that. This is from herbalshop.com. Yes, I'm Canadian, so we say herbal, not herbal. So it's kind of like low back. Right, low back. You can guesstimate where that is. It's right around the same height, if you will, as your iliac crest. So either side of your back. So this is bladder 25. Does that look good, Dr. Dennis? Can you see?
Yes,
that?
It does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so another good yin yang pair would be spleen 15 and stomach 25 on the front.
Why spleen 15?
Because it's on the belly and it's right over the gut there.
Mm.
And okay. See, it's like three soon bilateral, and stomach 25 is, I believe, two soon. I forget the exact distance.
So stomach 25 would be over here, right? Closer to the belly button right here.
Yeah.
And then spleen is almost like two of them.
Yeah. So lengths. It's too soon. So stomach 25 is too soon bilateral to the umbilicus or belly button. Okay. And spleen 15 is four.
Oh, four. Yeah. So it's double. Okay. So I'm mirrored here. So this is the left. So left, you would actually put a tan right here, stomach 25. And then on the right, you could put spleen 15.
I put the tan one on left spleen 15.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, because...
Oh, sorry. Right, stop. That's spleen. I had it right the first time. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tan here and then white here.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, so let's put that on here. Okay, so alternate is left spleen 15 and right stomach 25 as a yin yang pair. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And would you put anything like Eon or Moxidrops or something on the belly button?
Oh, you could. Like if you you could tonify qi in general by putting, say, salt in the belly button and then putting little moxa above it, or you could even patch over the belly button, like with a YH patch, like a Eon.
I like to use the Eon because it decreases inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be, inflammation locally. And I find that it, because the gut is your third brain. So we have the head brain, we have the heart brain. There's like 40,000, neurites or whatever in the heart. It has its own brain. The gut has a lot of nerve endings. So it's like the third brain. This is like Eon specifically patching the brain of the gut.
we often talk about brain gut peptides.
Yeah.
And the same kind of neurotransmitters that are in the brain you find in the gut. So we can access balancing those neurotransmitters. If the problem is a neurotransmitter or a hormone balance or neurological causing the diarrhea, if you have troubleshooted already with the spleen in the stomach, as we talked about a few minutes ago, you could also patch behind the ear on Sanjiao 17, which will help balance the hormones or the endocrine system, and also on the third eye, which will influence the pineal to balance the endocrine system. So if you put an Aloe Vera on the third eye and either an Eon or a glutathione on the right, Sanjiao 17, and then a carnosine or an SP6 on the left, Sanjiao 17, you got a nice triangle there to balance endocrine system and hormones. If the nervous system and the endocrines are involved with the diarrhea.
Okay. And sorry, where was the carnosine?
On the left. It's relatively more yin.
Oh, sorry. I put SB6. Sorry. Okay. Alavita on third eye. And this is when you're sleeping?
Yeah. Or even during the day, if you want to get people to ask questions, like if you're a distributor and you want them to ask what that thing is on your head.
Yeah. That's always fun.
That's always How come fun. You're wearing patches? What's in the patch? What That's kind right. of chemical is it secreting?
I know. People are so used to that. All right. We should get to some of the other questions, Dr. Dennis. So thank right. you so much.
Sure.
I will fix some of this poor, I know some of the grammar people are like, oh my God, it's going to drive me crazy. Is Dr. Karen going to actually improve the grammar? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'll just drive you crazy. No, actually, Tasha does that often. She'd be like, oh my gosh, okay, let me fix this, right? She'll fix the wording and everything like that. So I have a double check person. Thank you, Tasha. Okay, Christine, what do we got?
Yes. Well, first, could we real quick go over the LifeWave disclaimer about how we ask questions and remind everyone Ooh, yes. that the questions are asked using the link that I've posted about 5 times now in the chat. So if you still have a question, please post that there. That is where we will collect them because we have tons of great questions coming through.
Yeah. So every month there, if you're on the mailing list, right? There will be a link to submit your questions so we can take a look at them ahead of time, kind of gather up the common ones. If we've answered the question multiple times in past ones, we may skip that question because it's in the archives, which you can search on categories and things on the blog. But some of the other ones that are relatively new that we haven't covered, we do like to kind of give people a chance, you know, to get their question answered if it hasn't been answered recently. So this disclaimer in the type form that you'll see is, you know, LifeWave does not cure, treat, prevent, or claim to mitigate any medical condition or disease. And honestly, it's your body that heals itself, right? Not anything outside of you. What the patches do is support your body's own natural healing mechanisms through frequencies, through light, through energy, and so the body can do what it's supposed to do better. So that's my version of the disclaimer. So we don't do any studies on diseases. We don't on purpose. Don't do any studies on pregnant women or children. But then again, neither do any of the pharmaceutical companies. So there's only so much. There's only so many millions of dollars you can spend on research. So try it. It's very safe. And, you know, do whatever works. Do whatever works. Yep. And it's very, very safe to play around with them. All right, Christine, what we got?
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So then we'll go to this next question with Allie. And Allie might be here. I know there's an
Allie
here. And Allie here.
I saw her earlier.
Okay. So the question is, the body part that prevents acid reflux is gone. For 16 years, I was okay using melatonin to support that, and now it has stopped working. So what can I do?
Okay. Functional and I'm getting acid reflux. Okay. So just so you know, I know that was, Allie was being very respectful of you know, the way we ask things. So right. Thank you.
Well done.
Well done. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm gonna put this is the body part. So we can say body parts, but not the actual diagnosis. So the part of your body that prevents the acid from going into your esophagus from your stomach is called the lower esophageal sphincter. And sphincter muscle, that's what it is, right? So that can get loose or not functioning as well for various different reasons, including nerves, damage, including surgical procedures, sometimes what you wear, believe it or not, not that it can damage it, but it stresses it out. Like, for example, I was a big fan of like really tight clothing before, and it would like squish my belly, right? And then I wondered why I got heartburn because there was a lot of pressure on the belly, literally pushing my belly in, and then, you know, it either goes up or down, right? If you don't have enough room there. So wearing tight clothing is a risk factor. Peppermint oil can also loosen the low esophageal sphincter. The biggest culprit I find, not really for Allie because she doesn't do this, but is caffeine. So even little amounts of caffeine for some people who are sensitive to that, like green tea, will cause the acid to reflux backwards into the esophagus, causing burning and causing potential problems. So if somebody is like, oh, you know, I'm going to take a medication for that. Well, you can, but it's not, because most of the medications out there on the market are to decrease the acid. 99% of people do not have too much acid. Most have too little acid, and that can also cause the same symptom. So the only way you know for sure is if you get an actual pH test, where they actually put a probe, I know it's invasive, probe down, you swallow the probe and they actually test the pH. Like I said, very, very rare to have extra acid, and there's a tumor that can cause it called Zollinger-Ellison or something. It was on my test forever ago. I've never seen a case of it. I've never seen a case of it. The tumor that causes too much acid. So if you, the acid's in the wrong place. It's not that it's too much acid. So the problem with taking medications, I'm on a rant here, guys. The problem with taking medications to decrease the acid, Allie knows all of this, right? I'm saying this for other people, is that when you decrease the acid, guess what? The acid's there for a reason. The acid in your stomach is there to digest your food, to get the nutrients out of your food, and it's there to kill parasites and bacteria and things that potentially could overgrow in your body that can lead to problems. So if you, you know how kids like eat stuff off the ground, right? I wasn't one of those kids, but there's a lot of kids that eat stuff off the ground and you're like, oh my God, how can they eat that dirty piece of whatever they just picked up off the ground? Well, the body goes, I've got acid. I'm just going to dissolve that parasite or whatever it is they might have picked up. But you have no acid. You are at risk of messing your immune system up, because now your body is seeing all these critters and other things potentially that aren't supposed to be there because you don't have enough acid. So I'm not a big fan of those medications. There are other ways to mitigate, and I will let Dr. Dennis talk about this symptom and how, what it means in Chinese medicine and how we can potentially help the symptom.
All right, cool. So energetically, what we're looking at in TCM is rebellious stomach qi. Normally, stomach qi goes downwards, but when it goes in an upwards direction, it's called rebellious, and it causes things like nausea and dizziness and vertigo and also gastric reflux. So the way to remedy that is to regulate the stomach qi, which means to get it to go down if it's going up. And you do that with CV 12, the front mu point for the stomach. So you put a glutathione patch on CV 12. That's my infamous point for patching our ambassador, Suzanne Summers, our former ambassador, because she had rebellious stomach qi or nausea after a flight in Genoa. And I suggested she put a glutathione patch on CV12 and her nausea went away.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Is there any reason you use glutathione instead of any other patch? I know I've asked this before, but just in case for new people.
Oh, you could use any of the YH patches, or doesn't really matter that much. Mm-hmm. It just seems to, glutathione patch works pretty much best for that kind of thing.
Okay. Okay, cool. Anything else you would, any other points you would use for Allie's? And Allie, if you've already used that already and didn't get a result, can you just let us know? You can unmute.
Well, if we're getting burning, we probably are looking at damp heat. So you could use points that resolve damp heat. And what we talked about earlier, spleen 9 to drain damp and stomach 44 for clearing heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, cool. And then all the, you know, from my point of view, all the other habits that we can have, like, not, you know, the other habit I didn't mention is like not eating that soon before you lie down, right? Because there's food in your stomach. You don't want it to go backwards. So you want to really go to bed with an empty stomach, ideally, decrease or eliminate caffeinated, things, peppermint oil, things like that. Don't wear clothes that are too tight. But it's amazing these days, like all these things that I actually learned them in medical school, that very few people that I've talked to say their doctor had told them all that, which is sad because it's like, well, we kind of go with habits first, and then if that doesn't work, then maybe we'll go to medications, right? But everyone's just like writing a script, or just so I'll go over the counter and get some ranitidine, or go get, whatever, a proton pump inhibitor or whatever. But most people don't have excess acid, so.
Well, there are other things you can do too, like Qigong exercises on that area of the gut. And you could also use moxa, like wave a moxa stick over that area, or CV12 and the Ashi point.
Well, and should we say that the moxa might be too hot for the patch, or can do you do both?
Well, yeah, you don't leave it directly on the patch, you just wave it back and forth.
Okay.
And it looks like Allie did unmute so she could share. Dr. Karen, you asked for her feedback on
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's paralyzed open. So I've always used the melatonin. It always worked. But when it got really bad the other day, as a matter of fact, I put a glutathione on. University said to do that. And it finally calmed down.
Oh, good.
Good.
Glutathione. Because it's lower. Glutathione is a powerful patch for lowering inflammation. And all the YH patches lower inflammation for that matter.
We're using that point, conception vessel 12.
Oh, I actually just put it where the burning was so bad.
Oh, okay. I
Yeah,
thought it
that's
was good.
good over the Ashi point.
Okay, cool.
Also, if you're going to take excess energy out of a point, while glutathione is good for lowering inflammation, you could try a yin or negative patch like a TAN ice wave or a TAN energy enhancer or the SP6 patch over the Ashi point to take the excess chi or energy out of the area.
Yeah, so anytime we have burning, we have pain, anything like that is considered kind of a excess, right, Dr. Dennis? And
Yeah.
then you can always use a TAN.
So you can tell it's excess if it's red or hot, or if you push on it and it hurts more.
Okay.
So
Red, hot. Painful, and be soothed with a tan patch. When my mom got stung by a wasp, she actually sat on it.
she sat on the wasp.
I know, poor thing.
Ouch.
Yes. So she put the tan patch on the bump and the pain, and she did use milk or something, bread and milk or whatever the wives' tale is that probably works. Yeah, and she's like in 10 minutes, she was like the pain was all gone. It was
Yeah,
amazing.
because she's neutralizing the acid from the sting with the alkaline milk. Could
Okay.
also put saliva on it to neutralize it.
Ooh, good to know. Good to know. I could just see parents like licking their kid's arm. Some
Yeah.
other parent looking, going, okay.
I'm going to be right back. I'm just going to be gone a second.
Okay, great. Allie, is that helpful at all?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Okay, yeah. So we just showed the picture of the conception vessel 12. That is specifically to decrease the chi, just sorry, to make it go down rather than go up. I would say that perhaps if that area is paralyzed, it's usually due to a nerve, the nerves, around the area, that potentially you could also alternate conception vessel 12 between the glutathione is like put an X39 or X49 or a combo of them in around or near that where that lower esophageal sphincter would be, because we want to activate the point that's near the problem area, and perhaps that that self-healing mechanism can be activated with the X3 and X49. We do know they do help with nerves and brain. So let me just put that in here, the image in here. Lower esophageal sphincter. So you can see what it looks like for those that do not know what it looks like. Okay, right here. So the esophagus, here's the stomach, this little baggy organ here. If this is loose, then the acid could reflux back up, okay, go backwards into the esophagus. And what we want to do is get it to go down. So the CV12 helps this, and CV12 is about here, but this point helps to increase the motion downwards. And like I said, as long as you're not putting really, you know, tight clothing on to cause that problem. If this is loose already, you don't want to make it worse. And then perhaps putting, you know, the X39, X49 anywhere in this area, on the center, I would say maybe right below the xiphoid process. It's close to that sphincter. Can't hurt. That's what I would do personally. Fit for me.
Well, that's close to CV12 anyway.
Yeah, it's a little higher. It's more like CV15, mm-hmm. 14, 15.
And CV15 is a good one also, because it's like a bird's tail or a dove's tail that fans out. So it'll spread the chi out and affect that area.
Ooh, nice. Okay, so let me write that down, guys. So, okay, so conception vessel 15 could also be helpful near the LES.
And could I ask a clarifying question, Dr. Dennis, when you said they could use a tan patch, would they be putting the white patch anywhere, or just using a tan patch on that spot to decrease the energy when you mentioned that before?
If you're dealing with an excess, you could just use a negative patch or the tan one, but it wouldn't hurt to put the positive patch elsewhere. So... let's say you've got, because that'll help balance the electromagnetic energy. If you just use a negative patch, you're going to drain energy out. And if you don't want to drain too much energy out, like if somebody's got a chi deficiency, then put the white patch somewhere else, like on right stomach 36.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. I was going to address that and forgot. So, all right. What else we have, Christine?
Awesome. Our next question, I do see it might be Margie, and there is a Margie who's here. So Margie is asking about patching for oxalate dumping that mostly affects her right knee, hip, and fascia with pain and stiffness.
So right knee and hip.
And fascia, yes, with pain and stiffness.
Okay, fascia, pain, and stiffness.
Usually you precipitate oxalates when you've got an acidic diet.
Okay.
So change, and the patches can give you a shift too to being more alkaline in your internal milieu or physiology. So even just energy enhancer patches with a five element rotation can help change you to be more alkaline and dissolve the oxalate. We don't have research on energy enhancer patches doing that in particular, but in general, we know that if you're more alkaline, you're going to disform acidic crystals.
Okay. I think that... you know, obviously using ice wave for pain relief to move the chi can be really helpful, because like you said, Dr. Dennis, previously, that anything that is painful means blocked chi, or, you know, there's some sort of blockage to the flow of chi. So that can be helpful. What do you think about carnosine, or like for stiffness? I'm thinking X39 fascia.
Sure. Either one or both. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the right knee and the hip. So a triangle can actually cover both areas. So you use Ice Wave on bladder 57 to get your baseline of your triangle. And the YH patches for the apices of the triangle, like on a GV2 or GV4 or further up.
Okay, and so this is not what my website is going to look like a few weeks from now. but for now, you would click here at the top and it's advanced back pain. If you click on that, then you'll actually see this advanced protocol for back pain, and then you'll see this image.
Perfect.
So this is what Dr. Dennis is talking about, bladder 57, Ice Wave on the bottom. And then you could put like the carnosine or the X39. I like to put the X39 in the belly. And then, you know, the carnosine back here. And then you can add these in if you'd like, glutathione, Eon. You can
even the X39 is a nice modification that didn't exist at the time I developed the triangle here.
Right. That's why it's not on this one, because this is back in 2012. So.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Very cool. And so, Margie, if you're not already on like a more alkaline diet, that can be super, super helpful. The other thing too is when I was looking at, you know, some of the stuff on alkaline diets and things like that, you know, a lot of the books are very, very vegetarian oriented. And I just thought it was really interesting that when I ate kale, I went acidic. When I would eat a big grass-fed steak from the farmer's market, I went alkaline. So I thought, well, that's interesting.
Wow.
So I think everybody is different, but also where you get your food from and what your attitude is around the food. Because we know that if someone's in a stress mode, you'll go acidic no matter what you eat.
You're just a contrarian, Dr. Karen.
Oh, I like that, contrarian. Yes. Yeah, so think about your stress levels, Margie. And if you are like, well, I'm eating a perfect diet and I'm militant about it, and you know, then you need the Eon, right? Because if we are stressed, doesn't matter what we're eating, we'll go acidic. So manage your stress with the Eon.
And the energy enhancer and Ice Wave are actually good in the five element rotation for shifting the body to being more alkaline.
Yeah. All good stuff. Okay. Next, let's move on.
Perfect. I'm going to ask two relatively straightforward questions, and then I think we should have time for at least one more in depth. Can the patches be used for very young children, like 8 months old?
Okay, well, I'll share what David says. He's completely fine with people using patches for children who can speak, who can communicate, whether they're comfortable, not comfortable, thirsty, et cetera, et cetera. So at least from the corporate point of view, at least what he said before, that he's fine with that. There are probably at this point millions of people that have used it on their children of various ages. In acupuncture, when the difference between needling an adult and a baby is that the baby, you put a needle, usually just one or maybe two, but very few, in and out, and you're done. It takes like 3 minutes,
really quick,
2 minutes, 50 seconds, whatever, and you're done. And they have a positive change. Adults, you might leave them in for 20 minutes, and you might use multiple points depending on what style of acupuncture you do. So the older you get, the more points sometimes, and the longer you put on there. So the 8 month mold probably would not need like a patch on their whole body all the time. And so we can't give you actual advice that's evidence-based to say, oh, this is how long you should do it, and this is what it's for, blah, blah, blah. So depending on what the symptom is, I don't know the symptom here. So I may have other recommendations, but oftentimes we would just sweep. So for example, say, you know, they've got colicky kind of belly bloating, blah, 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 right? Well, half the stuff we give 8 months old, and no wonder they have bloating. But you might, for example, use an Eon patch on your hand. This is what I would do, because I can't say this is for everyone, anecdotal. So what I would do if it were my baby is I might take an Eon patch on my fingertips, and I might do a kind of a gentle sweep around the belly, just around the belly button, and then just around the belly, just like a almost like a light massage for maybe a minute, and then that would be it for the whole day.
Well, infants and small children typically have spleen qi deficiency, so if you're gonna needle, do a quickie on spleen six or wave a patch over spleen six. And spleen six is a linking point for all the yin channels of the leg, like the kidney, the spleen, and the liver. So you're getting all three by hitting spleen six. And like Dr. Karen's alluding to, you don't leave the patch on, just sweep it to get the chi moving. And especially with needles, you don't want to leave them in because the kid's moving around a lot and it could pull the needle into the body.
Yeah, so we don't have a symptom here, so we can't give you anything more specific.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and move on.
Okay. Perfect. My next semi-simple question is, which patches are safe for pregnancy? Like, we know Ice Wave, this person might have heard about Ice Wave, asking about energy enhancer on pericardium 6 for vomiting, or Eon for anxiety. What is okay to use for pregnancy or while pregnant?
Well, in general, it's the point that you want to avoid, which is a powerful mover of chi, downward moving chi, and that's kind of difficult for a lot of people to remember, but if you remember that any acupuncture point that powerfully moves chi downward is to be avoided during pregnancy, because that could increase the risk of a miscarriage. So that includes gallbladder points up here on the top of the shoulder, and large intestine 4, and even spleen 6.
For my, what I used to do, again, no data on this, right? So just want to make sure that when we're saying if it's safe for pregnancy, not safe for pregnancy, this is not a question that corporate or LifeWave can answer, because we actually haven't done the study on it. So everything that we're saying is based on just clinical experience and preference. So just keep that in mind when you repeat this to somebody else. Okay. So if it were my pregnant patient, or if it were, and this is true because I had pregnant patients, or myself, the options are, in general, is I'm going to give this person a pill and a medication to help with the symptom. Say it's a painful hip, for example. So I'm going to give them, let's see, you know, whatever, you know, toxin category, whatever. Well, it's not great to give them any medication, but this is less harmful, we think, based on limited data on the pharmaceuticals. So we're just going to go like, hope you feel better, right? Yeah. So yeah, so we compare that to light therapy, where nothing goes into the body, nothing interacts with anything in the body, and it's even safer than acupuncture, because acupuncture is actually invasive, right? It goes into the body, it's the skin. So from my personal point of view, you know, patches are theoretically much safer than needling per se, and using a pharmaceutical pill for a particular symptom. So I'd much rather people use patches than pills. So and I would explain that, you know, to my patient. Do you want something going into your body, potentially to the fetus, or prefer light, which does not go into the fetus, you know, or at least it doesn't, it's not a medication that goes into the fetus. And most people would opt for the patch instead. That being said, do I really want to detoxify heavily somebody who's pregnant? Probably not. So my preference is not to use our biglutathione detoxer, which is glutathione, because the glutathione will get the toxins out of the various different hiding places and put it into circulation, at least temporarily. And so theoretically, I'm like, do I really want all that heavy metal circulating from its hiding places? Or shall I just keep it in abdominal fat or wherever it's housed until the baby's born? Then you can wrangle around, you know, the tree and shake it out and get all that stuff. But then again, people say, well, what about breastfeeding? There's no study on breastfeeding. Sorry, guys. So you have to use your intuition on that.
Yeah.
Dr. Dennis, any additions?
Yeah, it's definitely preferable to wait until postpartum to start messing around with releasing toxins.
Yeah, I mean, I would commonly use Ice Wave, Energy, Eon. Carnosine I didn't need as much of. As far as X39, X49, I don't think there's any particular harm to those. I know that X39 does increase glutathione levels to a certain degree, but certainly not as potent as the glutathione patches. So if it were my client, I would literally muscle test them and ask their body, what do you want? What is safe for you, and ask the body what it is and get the answer rather than just guessing. And because everybody is different. That's why it's really helpful to have that skill set. Not that you need to sell the patches, not that you need to even use, have the greatest benefit from the patches. It's just as a clinician, that's just what I would do in the office.
And also a minor point maybe of disagreement. The Wang Qi Nei Jing, the Yellow Emperor's classic of internal medicine, actually describes qi not so much as quote-unquote energy, like we would view as energy or spirit, but as an actual mechanical, physical substrate. So qi is an electromagnetic force field, kind of quote-unquote physical substrate, according to the classic textbooks in traditional Chinese medicine. And so when we're saying that phototherapy patches are safer than mechanical stuff, it could be interpreted from the Yellow Emperor's classic that phototherapy and qi movement is actually mechanical as well, albeit safer.
Yeah, we are moving something, right?
Yes, we're moving.
Yeah.
We're moving qi or substance or jing or yin and also yang energies. So we're rebalancing yin and yang if we use a Chinese medicine paradigm. And often that's what's needed, is to tonify the yin to anchor the yang. Because, for example, in cases of emotional problems, the yang is not anchored very well and it's flying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tonify the yin. And yeah, we can do that really well with phototherapy.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Christine, do we have time for one more? Or Dr. Dennis, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I've got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Let's ask, I believe Marta is on. So let's ask her question since she's with us. Marta, so 60 years old, been in menopause since 2018, but continue to have night sweats and terrible insomnia, trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm.
That is common, and usually Dr. Dennis's protocol works real great.
Mm-hmm. So, It's usually spleen 6 and Sanjiao 17. You could use an SP6 patch on left spleen 6 and an Eon on right Sanjiao 17. And often just the SP6 patch on the left spleen 6 will get rid of 80% of the symptoms. And then you pretty much get rid of 100% of them if you add the Eon to right Sanjiao 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just so physiologically, the night sweats, and even the insomnia is due to instability of the autonomic nervous system. So if your autonomic nervous system is unstable, you'll go cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, you know, that kind of thing, right? And there can be other causes of that, but yes, menopause is one of the common ones, at least in North America. Apparently in Japan, shoulder pain is the number one symptom of menopause. Go figure. So, but in the US, it is this. In North America, I should say it is this. So most people get really, really great results from that. So Marta, have you used this protocol already? Do you want to unmute and tell us?
I have not.
Hmm.
I've tried so many different things. I've tried all the patches. I've tried sleeping with an ice pack on my head, and it's insane what I haven't tried. And nothing's worked.
Okay. Well, definitely, I don't think you've tried the Eon near your head yet. So we probably need to brain balance you, get your autonomic nervous system balance, and then help with the hormonal aspect of it.
Good idea. And as far as the night sweats go in particular, that's usually the result of kidney yin deficiency. So you want to tonify kidney yin, like use kidney three.
Okay.
Or even bladder 23, which is a backshoe point for the kidney.
With the Eon.
Eon
No,
on
I would use
the right,
energy.
yeah, energy enhancer. Or if you use Eon, put it on the right and use SP6 on the left, or energy enhancer wide on the right, 10 on the left.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. We can't wait to hear how you do.
Yes.
Yeah,
And
and
also
I
for
was going to add the Alavita to the third eye at night because the pineal gland supposedly is the master gland, not the hypothalamus. And so we have had quite a few anecdotal reports of people using the Alavita consistently over, 6 or 8 months' time, and their hormones completely balancing out, even on lab testing,
And
which is incredible.
also you can rotate the Olivita from the third eye to the Shimion, which is on the bottom of the right heel.
Since we don't have Nirvana.
Right, because Nirvana used to work well for insomnia on the right heel. But since we're out of Nirvana, use Olivita.
Just FYI, guys, I'm looking into, I'm paying for some research for Energy Tools International. The pills that we used to get with the Nirvana, we're gonna get the patches back at some point.
Yay.
But the pills, I tried to buy them from Europe, and they don't sell it to North America. But I still have a couple of Nirvana pills left. So I asked Energy Tools International, since we cannot physically get it here in the States, I said, "Can you copy the energy from the
Yeah,
pill
good.
into a tincture for me?" And they said, "No problem." So
Awesome.
we're working on that. I'm probably gonna call it Bliss In, like Blissin, like BLISS apostrophe N, but it's also Bliss In. People say bliss out, right? I'm like Bliss In.
Give
Anyway.
us some more punishment.
I love that.
What?
More punishment.
Don't get it.
Punishment.
Yeah, puns.
Pun, isn't
Oh,
it?
okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll probably I don't know how long that's all that research and blah 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 is going to take, but yeah, I mean, maybe it's not as potent as the actual physical pill, but we are energy beings, right? We can communicate, we can connect energy, and we're becoming more and more like that. So, can't hurt to try it. So, we will be probably launching that in the Ascension 3 store some point, maybe later on this year. And asking people for feedback. So we're probably gonna get it for like really, really low price, just so people can give us feedback on it and then decide whether or not we want to actually carry it. So just FYI, in case you are don't know, aren't following me, you can get on the mailing list at ascension3.net. And yeah, you guys are one of the first to know that that is in progress right now. I'm gonna have a meeting actually in 2 weeks with the people. To figure out how to do all this stuff, and
Nice. Good
yeah, perhaps
idea.
make a
That's
tincture.
exciting.
Yeah. Can't hurt to ask. Okay, so I think we gotta get going here. So thanks everyone for being here. Thank you, Dr. Dennis, for spending your time
welcome.
With us. Christine for fielding the questions and being here and always being a great cheerleader and support. And for everyone that came today, thank you, Christine. Dr. Dennis?
One more thing before you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before I go. I just want to remind everybody about my sister Heidi's holistic health coach looking for pro bono. So call her at 310-902-4555 for that. And you can also ask her to send you a HealthWise Clinic invitation and get on the email list for that. We do that once a month, also have our HealthWise Clinic. So we often have a lot of people that are listening from here in our HealthWise Clinic, and they ask questions that they didn't get to ask here sometimes.
Yeah, that's great. So you have two opportunities per month to get some support through us and then Dr. Dennis and Nurse Heidi every month at that clinic. So that is super, super awesome. I will be working on the blog post today and then send it off to Tasha so she can double check the grammar and everything else she does to get that on there. Now, what'll happen though is I believe it gets launched the same time the recording gets launched, which is the first Monday of every month right now. That might change in the future. So just so you know, in case you're like, I don't see it. It's because she has to prepare it. And then she has to edit this into an audio, and then it'll be launched the first Monday of each month. So, okay, cool. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all the support, Dr. Dennis, Christine, and we shall see you next
time. Bless you all. Thank you.
Bye. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.